Listen up, folks. Listen up. It may be too late for some of you. It may be too late for what we call a good deal. Rephrased as a question, is it too late to get a good deal on a house in DFW in 2025? I'll spoil the bit and I'll say no if. No, it's not too late to get a good deal on a property in 2025 if you actually have a customized strategy. Let me tell you this. It is... We have some buyers that are buying properties that we're marketing for people, and it was too late for them because they did not have much of a strategy. They were not prepared, and our sellers did real good. They did really well. Definitely not that. You can hear my mother in the back of my... cakes get done. People get finished.
That's, I mean, I am English, so I feel like if I say it, then isn't that like
at any point? At any point when you say things like "I'm English," have you felt any responsibility for the English language? We'll move on. Yeah. Okay, folks. Is it too late? Is it too late to get a great deal? I mean, a great deal. Like, you're really happy with what you're paying and what you're getting for what you're paying on a single family home in the DFW area for 2025. I know how crazy that question sounds in the springtime, but market activity often dictates that if you're not ahead, you will very quickly find yourself behind. So that's what we're going to dive into today, as well as anything on your mind about your DFW residential real estate. Give us a call or shoot us a text with what you're working on, what you're thinking about, what you're preparing for as it relates to buying, selling, investing in, or simply enjoying your real estate. 214-310-0008 or online at toddtremonteteam.com. Now, by the way, if you are thinking about buying sometime this year and you haven't fully come to a firm conviction that it's go time, I want you to check out a free resource on our website. Just go to toddtremonteteam.com, click the menu. Doesn't matter if you're on mobile or a tablet or a desktop, whatever. Go to toddtremonteteam.com. Click menu, and then at the very bottom, it's going to say scorecard. You can answer a handful of questions, and it's literally going to give you a score. It's called your home buyer readiness score. It's going to tell you how ready you are to buy. Now, if you feel like the score is low, then reach out, call, or text us, and we can talk about how to increase your score, how to get you a little bit more ready. If you feel like that score is high enough to move forward, then reach out to us. And we'll have an initial sit down, what we call a free strategy session, where you don't have to pay anything, you don't have to commit to anything, but we can talk about what it looks like for you to go ahead and get a great deal, make a purchase for you or your family or investment reasons right now or in the spring summer season of the 2025. So go to toddtremonteteam.com, click the menu. At the bottom, it says scorecard, and you can find out your home buyer readiness score in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes max. ToddTremonteteam.com, click menu, click scorecard, find out how ready you are to buy a house real quick.
Todd, this first segment is brought to you by Patrick Gleros, his incredible team over at ABC Bank. You can reach out to Patrick if you are thinking about needing to get a mortgage. Maybe you're thinking about getting an investment property. Maybe you just have a question about the mortgage industry. Mm-hmm. Patrick is your guy to start with. It's who we start with. It's who our clients start with. PatrickGleros.com. That's where you're going to go. You can start an application right there on his website, GLAROS, PatrickGleros.com. 972-386-1231. NMLS number 308804.
Listen, last night I'm laying in bed talking to the wife about a potential investment thing that I'm looking at. That's what I do. And I said, we just need to run it by Patrick really quickly. Like, there may be a better option on the financing side of this that would make that a better investment. And so I did exactly what Ian just told all of us to do, is anytime I have anything related to a mortgage, I don't go try to figure it out on Google or even AI. I just run it by Patrick. Sometimes it's a text, often it's an email, sometimes it's a call. If I want to figure out the math, I just go to the website, patrickgleros.com. If you forget any of that, just go to toddtremonteteam.com, click the radio tab. You can find all the pros and vendors that we talk to here on the show. Now, really quickly, Ian, let me ask you a quick question.
All right.
I've gone to the website. I've gone to ToddTremontiTeam.com. I clicked the menu. I've gone to the bottom. I've done the scorecard, and I think I'm pretty ready. I've got like a 92% readiness score. Okay, so I'm pretty ready.
Yep.
Is it too late for me, though? Even though it's just barely, you know, mid-spring here, I see summer coming, and it feels like the news is a little more optimistic about real estate. It, from a timeline perspective, can I still get a good deal on a house in DFW?
The answer is yes. The answer is also, if you're wanting to get that done before the end of the summer, time is running out.
Okay, so yes, I can still get a good deal, but also yes, I don't have as much time as I might think.
Correct, because of the amount of time it can take to actually close on the property, to be able to find the right property. You know, there's so many things that go into it that, you know, I generally like to advise people that you want to give yourselves at least 3 months to be able to, you know, do everything so you're not feeling rushed.
Courtney, devil's advocate here. Of course the realtor tells you that you should.
I mean, when are you telling me not to buy? You know what I mean?
Now,
I would say, though, what I hear you guys always saying is slow down before you speed up. And so you're just saying, we told you this back in January. We told you this earlier in the year. So now we're here. So now we just need to reset our expectations.
Yes. And so, Ian, help me here. Let's just go piece by piece. Let's go quickly.
Sure.
But if I want to, the kind of the stereotype of I want to move in summer really means I want to move before school starts again. And again, hear me clearly. I understand that some of you don't have children or school-age children. But the world, the local market and economy and activity sort of operates around that schedule. It's literally, school zones are off for the summer and your commute's a little quicker. And then they come back on when school starts and everyone has to readjust again. Most people in larger companies, mid-sized companies, are somehow factoring in the school schedule for summer. Work projects tend to work around it. Travel, big conference event dates, things like that. So it's worthy of paying attention to even if you don't have kids in school. So that being said, okay, Ian, I want to buy. I've gone to ToddTremontiTeam.com. I've clicked on the menu tab. I've gone to the bottom. I've hit scorecard. I filled it out. My score is pretty high. I'm pretty ready to buy, but I want to be in that house comfortably before school starts again early to mid-August. Help me figure out what is, am I late? Am I in a sweet spot? Am I early? You just told me it's not too late, but it's starting to get close. How is that true?
Yeah, so let's just say second week of August is when school starts, okay? Most people, I'm going to assume, would like to be in their home at least a couple of weeks.
At least.
Before then. But let's just say 2 weeks before.
Okay.
So let's say they want to therefore close by the very last day of July.
Okay.
That means that they're going to need to be under contract by the last week in June, because you're normally looking at a 30 to 45 day close.
Right. At least the latest, the last week in June. So mid to late June.
So I'm actually going to say the third week of
July. That feels fair.
Of July.
Right in the middle.
Of June, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. What we're seeing when we're talking with our agents right now, when we're asking the question, and we ask it quite a lot, is, hey, how much time is it taking for you to be able to find the right property right now? Because inventory is, you know, it is what it is. And so I'm getting told fairly consistently, we're at least kind of a 6 week, maybe even 2 months to be able to find the right property.
And just to comment on that, Gibson talked on the show just a few weeks back that there's a lot of multiple offer situations. People are getting, quote, waxed
by cash.
So if you want to have, this is why we're so careful with these timelines. Why I appreciate what Courtney said. We're not telling you hurry. We're actually telling you slow down. But if you don't start early enough, you can't afford to slow down. You have to hurry, and that's expensive. So
to be on the contract third week of June, that means if we're saying it's 2 months kind of to be on the conservative side of things,
yep.
That means it's the third week of April. That's next week is when you need to start going and looking at houses, or at least having the first conversation about what it is that you're wanting to do before going and starting doing something.
Yeah, and again, just to play the conservative friend that wants to protect you.
That's this week. I just saw the date, and I was like, whoa,
what if
we're already there?
But what if I bought a house, and I want to change the countertops in the kitchen before I move in?
It's more time.
What if there's a just like minor damage. You know, the inspection says, I want to have a painter over. I need to fix a little wire. I need to move a little soil.
You may need another week or two because you're going to have vendors coming in and out and doing things.
What if just something happens, life happens, and I'm buying the house from a family and the home they're buying gets delayed and they come to me and they say, hey, we need another week and we're willing to factor that in and be fair with you, but could you give us one more week? What if that happens like right before closing?
I mean, you should have been, we needed to have had the conversation 3 weeks ago.
Right. So the point is, if you don't build in these buffers, which to Courtney's point, sometimes feel like realtor manipulation. Oh, we need to be in a hurry. No. We need to start early so we don't have to be in a hurry. And so if there's a 1 week delay or there's rain or hail or something that causes, oh, stop, we got to check that. We need to have someone back out. We need a warranty check or on anything. We don't feel panicked. We don't feel impulsive. We don't feel like we didn't have the appropriate amount of time to settle in, check on that, make a wise financial choice. That is why we're telling you in mid to late April, you don't have a lot of extra time right now to be into a home by late July so that you can even be vaguely settled before school starts again.
And
even
we're saying all this because people genuinely don't think about that. They don't think about what the actual town
can
is
I
because
ask you
they
a
don't
follow-up
know.
Question?
Sure.
Which people? You just said people don't typically think about the timetable, the appropriate things to factor in, the buffer for protection and safety. Are you talking about buyers and sellers don't typically think about that?
Yeah, buyers and sellers. And I think typically we're talking about people that have either never done it before or it's been a really long time since they did. Or maybe last time they paid cash and it was different because you can close a lot quicker.
Let me just ask you another follow-up question. Do you think it's fair to say that also most real estate agents don't think about these things?
Yes, especially if they're doing 1, 2, 3 transactions a year, it's not something that they're aware of enough because they don't see it enough.
This is not us picking on your part-time realtor friend or you if you're a part-time realtor. I don't think that's best, and I'm happy to have that debate privately, but I'm not naming any one name. So don't, if you're a real estate agent and this upsets you, one, check your situation. Make sure you're delivering world-class value or you're not harming people. Number two, maybe I'm not talking to you. But sadly, many, many, many real estate agents are not counseling their friends, their neighbors, their past clients, their prospects or whatever, that they should factor in this amount of time. And here's all the ways, not even all, here's a bunch of the ways it's going to cost their clients. A, they're going to have to be in a hurry. And when you're in a hurry, you just can't take advantage of every opportunity. You can't view as many homes. You can't be as patient in negotiations. You can't evaluate things as thoroughly. And you don't have as much time and freedom to sleep well at night and be relaxed throughout the process. There's so many other things that having to be in a hurry and be impulsive. It's like going to the grocery store 1 hour before dinner when you're hungry. It's just the wrong way to do it. Now, if you do start early, we've talked about you can settle in a little bit more. You can have a peaceful transition into a new life stage, new job, new school, new commute to church, new grocery store, you know, all those things. You can also have the freedom to walk away from a deal if it turns out to not be good for you because you have the time to start over on another one. You can be more aggressive in negotiation or at least be more aware in negotiation that you don't have to just take the terms offered by the other party because you can't afford time-wise to back out or you can't afford, you know, another inspection because you didn't prepare ahead of time for that. Or you're stuck with a bad agent or a bad lender because you don't have time to start over again. So these are the reasons we're telling you. You're not in panic mode, but you are already getting into a bit of a time crunch. Now, by the way, Courtney, let's go to the mom here. Does 2 weeks feel like enough time to move in and feel comfortable in a home to then start a new school year, you know, with one or more children and all the things that are new in that scenario?
I am of the headspace that all things are figure outable and doable, but it's less than ideal.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really chaotic way to start a school year when everyone's trying to organize everything and have fresh backpacks.
Well, a new school year is hard enough to like start getting up at time and eating at a normal time and you can't stay up till midnight. And where is the jacket? Like, where's the box that had the thermos in it? that's, you don't want to add that on top of those kind of things, especially if you're moving to a brand new school, brand new community, all those things.
I guess I would want to push it to get them in school, and then I'll get unpacking.
Well, the point is, in a perfect world, you just have more time. More time to make great choices, more time to have backup options, more time to be able to walk away, more time to be able to settle in, more time to enjoy the process and not just be total. Moving can be really traumatic. It can also be glorious and fun. It's usually a bit of both. And so our job here at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team is to help you achieve the best of both worlds, right? So less drama, more joy, more rest, more settling in, more appreciating all the privileges of being able to buy a new home. So that being said, if you want to find out if you're ready to make that step and buy, go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, go over to the menu, click the menu button. Doesn't matter if you're on your phone or tablet or desktop or laptop. Click the menu, go to the bottom, hit scorecard. Fill out the home buyer readiness scorecard and it'll give you a score right then. It's not like the end-all, be-all, absolute law of the land, but it's going to give you a really good indication of some things maybe you haven't thought about. You can fill that out in under 2 minutes. It's going to help you think about finances, everybody involved in the decision-making, timing, location, what your needs are. Have you thought through why those are your needs? All those things. But it's going to do that very quickly. You don't have to type anything. You can just kind of click a slider or enter a number, that kind of deal. So go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. Click menu, go to the bottom, click scorecard. That's going to help you figure out your home buyer readiness score. Then you can text us, email us, fill out a form, whatever you're comfortable with. You don't have to pay for anything or commit to anything. We can set you up with a free strategy session over Zoom, over the phone, in person, or none of the above. If you just kind of want to get that score and you're not ready to talk to a real estate agent, that's fine too. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click menu, go to the bottom, click scorecard. You can find out your home buyer readiness score in just a couple of minutes. Lots to talk about as we make our way through the show, but give us a call. Shoot us a text. 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. Got a question here that we get a lot, Ian. What okay. do you think? When is the best time to buy?
We like to say that the best time to buy is when it makes sense for you and your family and your finances, and when all of those three things line up, probably a pretty good chance that now's a good time. Ultimately, if one of those three things isn't there, then that's okay. Like, let's figure out how we can get you there, and then I think we're on the right track.
So Courtney is glad that you said what you just said. Just because we just went through a great, like a really honestly selfless timeline, like we're trying to serve our listeners with that timeline and viewers. Check out the podcast anywhere you get podcasts, DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. This is not the best time for everybody. If you want to buy before your kids go back to school, we just gave you the timeline and exactly how to think about that.
But can I say something?
Yeah.
I sometimes, with questions like this, find the answers, the generic responses like that sort of annoying. Like, Okay, fine. It's the best time for me. When is the best time? If like,
yeah,
I'll answer it how you'll answer it.
Well, but the problem is
the fall.
I can't answer that question for you.
I know.
Like, I can give you seasonality information. I can tell you when historically more homes have been on the market and things like that.
But
that doesn't mean it's the right time for you.
But hypothetically, if someone actually trusted us and listened and said, okay, I want a free strategy session. I want to jump on the phone with the English wonder himself, the Yanni Donnie. Hi, Ian. Happy birthday. If someone wanted to call sweet Ian Daniels, his mom said so, and just talk to you for like 30 minutes or jump on a Zoom and you could gather some information about their timing and their finances and their, if they have family involved or friends involved or business partners involved or anything like that, then could you tell them, Ian, if you were able to gather that information from them on a short call or Zoom totally for free, then you could probably answer that.
I can give a much more in-depth point.
And we will answer your question.
All together now. 214-310-0008. All right. But I really appreciate your perspective there, Courtney. Just gave the general timeline that is super trustworthy for people. But if what you're saying is, I do not care about buying or selling during the summertime, I actually don't care about kids being out of school or whatever, I just want to know, like, strategically, then we need to talk. Because I could tell you that my personal favorite time to buy is fall and early winter because there's less activity. I tend to get a better deal when buying and still get awesome deals when selling. That, if you listen to this show very long, you know I say that every year, over and over. I've been saying it for a decade plus. But there are plenty of reasons, strategically speaking, that the market, interest rates, family, timelines, weather patterns, whatever, could cause me to do something very, very different than that, to take advantage of an opportunity or to avoid major frustration or annoyance. Real quick, Ian, are interest rates good enough to buy a house right now?
Yes. Mortgage rates? I mean, look, the answer is yes. These questions are hard because, like, I don't just want to give the answer where Courtney's going to roll her eyes.
Yeah.
But the reality
she's going to roll them no matter.
I'm trying to protect our listeners.
No, I understand. And I'm sure that they all appreciate you protecting them. I appreciate your efforts the protection industry.
I want us to sound credible.
Yeah. But the answer is yes. Now, the answer is also, it depends on what your budget is and it depends on what you can afford. And there's ways that you can do buy downs on rates and there's all sorts of options. And that's why I tell you that you should go to patrickgaleros.com and begin having a conversation with Patrick. If you call us and you have a conversation with us, almost always the first thing we're going to have you do is get connected with Patrick and say, hey, talk with Patrick. Let's figure out what you can actually afford. And then let's begin to have the conversation about what's out there for your budget.
Yeah. So rates are good enough to buy a house right now. Rates should not be the only or even necessarily the primary distinguishing factor of now's a good time.
I don't think it should be. I don't want to say at all, but it should be such a minuscule factor in what you're doing, because even if interest rates are, quote, higher than you would like, you're still building equity for long-term wealth.
Yes, but also let's just acknowledge that I could have a way higher rate than I want, but I might have a way better price on the house.
Correct.
And it could factor out to be a good deal. If it doesn't, then you don't buy. But to not even engage in the process simply because you don't like where rates are is kind of silly. It's like saying, would you pay a little bit more for a house if it came with a Ferrari in the garage? Yes, I would, right? Would you pay a little bit more on interest rate if you could get an excellent value for the house and you could afford the payment and you could be really, really happy with the environment? It's just one factor. It shouldn't stop you from having the conversation. So if for any reason you've been waiting around to start the conversation about buying or selling simply because of rates or because of seasonality or whatever, just start the conversation. You don't have to do anything. And if you already have a trusted world-class real estate professional with a great team and resources and technology behind them, start it with them. If you don't have that, start it with us. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008 or online at toddtremontiteam.com. While you're at toddtremontiteam.com, click the radio tab. You'll go see a bunch of our friends and our trusted vendors, and you'll see DP Lambert, who I have personally used for home and auto insurance for years now. He is the go-to that I trust to call or text and say, hey, thinking about making a move. Before we started the show today, I said, man, my son is about to get his permit. I've got some time, but I'm calling DP this week, and I'm just going to ask him, hey, what do I need to do? Kid's getting a permit. I think I already know the answer, but I'm not trusting me or the internet. I'm trusting DP. DP.Lambert@goosehead.com. DP.Lambert@goosehead.com for all your home and auto insurance needs.
I was just texting with DP, and I think we're actually going to probably have him on the show next week to talk through what we're kind of seeing in the insurance industry, both locally and, you know, a little bit, you know, in some other places too, and what the knock-on effects are for us here in the DFW Metroplex.
When we come back after news, traffic, and weather, the DFW Metroplex topped the U.S. for closed home sales in March, beating out Chicago, New York, and Houston. Hey, if you haven't found out your home buyer readiness score yet, go to toddtremontiteam.com, click the menu, go to the bottom, hit scorecard. That's toddtremontiteam.com, hit menu, hit scorecard, find out how ready you are to buy in about 2 minutes. We'll be right back after this. What's going on, party people? Thanks for hanging with us through the break. We do appreciate your listenership. We are rolling up on 10 years of DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. 20 years this year of the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team.
How are we going to celebrate the 10 years?
I would imagine it's going to be a
vacation
carnival.
Trip.
Always looking not to work. That's our team lead, the Yanni Donnie, the English wonder himself.
thinking Europe maybe.
Ian Daniels. Hi, Ian. Also, full price Courtney usually piggybacking the let's not work that day. But in her defense, she's also always down to celebrate. So I would imagine we'll be really ridiculous that day. And I'm pretty sure it's mid-July, but we'll figure that out later.
What is?
The 10-year anniversary of this show. 20-year anniversary of our team. We're celebrating all year this year. The Todd Tremonti Hymn Song team has been doing it for 20 years. But that's not what the people want to talk about right now, Ian. I think what they would like to maybe know a little more about is how, with all the pessimism in the media that started the year and all the crying and whining about the economy and the stock market and the tariffs and inflation.
Ah, the tariffs.
The DFW Metroplex, I don't know if you know this, Courtney, but that's the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and we're talking about it on Dallas-Fort Worth Real Estate Weekly. Catch it wherever you catch your podcast. The DFW Metroplex, the DFW Metroplex topped the U.S. for closed home sales in March, beating out Chicago, New York, and H-Town.
So does that mean we are growing? Does that mean the price is right? People are moving here.
What does it mean? I
think that's interesting.
It is interesting. And this is one of those headlines that is accurate based on raw transactional data. The interesting thing here is you are hearing the largest MSAs, metropolitan statistical areas, in all of the United States. Dallas-Fort Worth, massive. Chicago, huge. New York, huge. Houston, massive, right? So Dallas-Fort Worth, which ranks technically below every single one of those, outpaced them all in closed home sales in March. Now, January and February were a little sluggish in North Texas. We started feeling the optimism in February, and then those transactions closed in March. So if I'm being really honest with you, I doubt that will be true when we get the final April data. February was a really exciting month of people making offers and accepting offers, and those transactions closed in March. March was good, but didn't feel quite as exciting as February, so April probably won't measure up to March. But we're optimistic right now. There are people out there looking at houses. If you're thinking about buying or selling, you probably want to get in this game because others are either beating you to the current inventory or beating you onto the market. And you want to beat the crazy demand as a buyer, or as a seller, you want to get in the way of that crazy demand. But that's what's going on statistically speaking. And we got a headline here that actually got it right. That's from Dallas Business Journal. That's just a heads up that there's good activity in the market. Now, the first segment is brought to you by Patrick Galeros and his team at ABC Bank. Whenever you think about mortgages, when you think about, do I want to do a 15-year or a 30-year? What's the rate? How much do I need for a down payment? What would my monthly payment be? How do I figure out how taxes and insurance impact my mortgage payment amount? Just call Patrick Galeros, or just do what I do. Go to patrickgaleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickgaleros.com. His team, backed by ABC Bank and all of their local banking authority, their ability to do an in-house loan or broker that out to lots of other loan options, are going to be almost certainly your best bet. There's a rare scenario where they might need you to refer you to someone for some weird situation, but the fact that they have the ability to do it at their bank or broker it out, and I've never trusted a mortgage lender in my entire career more than Patrick Galeros, just go ahead and check him out. PatrickGaleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, PatrickGaleros.com, NMLS number 308804.
I have some stats from the article if you'd like a few.
Let's drop some math on them.
So we had in March just under 7,770 homes that sold in DFW. And they researched about 50 metro areas in the US for this.
Right.
So we had the most there. Active housing inventory is currently nationwide up almost 36% year over year.
Yep.
Thought that was pretty interesting.
Still not crazy high, but here's quite a bit higher than it was.
Here's one that I thought was interesting, and I think will be surprising to a lot of people. Homes in DFW are averaging 60 days on the market as of March, which is longer than it was in 2024. But the median home price in DFW remained unchanged from a year ago. It stayed right around $395,000, which is lower than the national average, which came out to $435,000.
That's right. Now, Not to be annoying, but you know what I say about averages, right?
Not always the most accurate of
averages
things.
Are liars. And what I mean by that is rarely is any one person the average. Now, it may be that you have a house to sell, Courtney, and it's a $395,000 house. And just by happenstance, your house was the average price. But that average price is factoring in the $28 million house that we talk about on the show every once in a while and the $28,000 teardown hoarder house that no one ever really wants to talk about. So we have to be really careful with averages. They're helpful data points, but the actual average numbers almost never represent any one person's situation. But it is a good comparison number when you're comparing Los Angeles to New York to Chicago to Dallas. When you get local, it's a lot less valuable of a data point. But it is important to know that no big city in America sold more homes, closed and funded on more homes in March than Dallas-Fort Worth. Now, we all know DFW is not really one city, but it's one giant community. It's a part of the state of Texas. It's statistically calculated as one big community. So that's a big deal. It's a sign of positive progress. It's a sign of optimism. What Ian just told you, I'm always looking for the data point that I can best exploit. And what I mean by that is ethically best use for our clients' benefits. Here's what I hope you just heard. There's no more active real estate market in the United States. And there's no super active market in the United States with better average pricing. So we have a really healthy, really active market that's growing, and our average pricing is better than any of those other major markets. Of course, there are markets with lower average pricing, but not those big major markets. So you're not going to get all the benefits of a huge metropolitan community at a lower average housing price. That's saying something, because for a long time, DFW was viewed as like the most affordable major market in America, and we lost that for a little while. We tried to play catch up with California there for a bit. And you're seeing our home values have stayed somewhat stagnant. A lot of people like to scream and yell that they've gone down, and there have been a few pockets that slid down a little bit. But generally speaking, we're just kind of where we were a year ago. And last year, we were generally sort of kind of where we were a year before that. And because of that, we have an active market with lots of homes being bought and sold. We have a really attractive place to live, and we are back into that position of like one of the most affordable major markets in America. People want to be here, and relative to other places, they can buy homes pretty affordably. Now, I'm not saying they're cheap and easy to buy. I'm saying they're more affordable than almost any other major metropolitan community in the United States of America. Now, real quick, we're going to ask Courtney this one. Not that you should know, but let's get your gut read. Can I sell and buy this summer and do really well in DFW?
Can I sell? Yes. No. I mean, it's April 26th. We could do this.
No doubt we can do it. And the reality is, if you actually have a plan, like you said earlier, if you'll slow down before you speed up, if you will sit down with a member of the Todd Tremonti home selling team, if you'll just say, hey, here's what I think I want to do. Can you help me get a game plan together? Can you tell me, should I go now? Should I wait? Should I save some more? Are rates going to change? You know, by the way, we don't know all the answers to all those things. But let's get a strategy in place. Let's get a game plan in place. Not just the universal strategy, but for you and your situation. You're a single mom. You're a family of four. You're a single guy. You know, whatever. This is what we know about you. This is what you want. This is what you don't want. This is what you like. This is what you don't like. Okay, boom. Now let's customize a strategy for you. And if you do that, and you have a home to sell and you want to buy all before mid-August, absolutely you can do that. And our clients that are doing that right now are winning really big. They're getting at or near all-time high sales prices, yet they're buying at 2023 prices and pretty decent interest rates. If, by the way, if you have cash right now, call me. Let's hit one out of the park for you. 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008, or just go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. And don't forget, here's what we're wanting you to do. If you're even at all thinking about buying right now, here's a completely free, super stinking helpful resource for you. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click the menu, scroll down to the bottom, click scorecard. And how long did it take you to do your scorecard, Ian?
Approximately 1 minute and 10 seconds.
We'll say well under 2 minutes. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click menu, go to the bottom, go to scorecard, and under 2 minutes or a minute and 10 seconds, you'll have what we call your home buyer readiness score. It's going to help you think through 8 or 10 questions really quickly. You don't have to type or write anything. You just click some buttons. And it's going to tell you, you're 84% ready to buy. You're 92% ready to buy. And then if you really want to dig in a little deeper, you call, you text, you email us, you fill out a form, whatever you want, whatever you're ready for, then we can have a conversation about how to take advantage of that. Do you need to also sell? Do you kind of need to only sell? Do you need to only buy? Do you want to buy an investment property? We can talk through all that with you with one of our full-time, fully dedicated, world-class real estate professionals that specializes in only buyers or only sellers, only the Fort Worth side, only the Dallas side. We can get you connected with two of those people if you need a buy-side helper, sell-side helper, world-class, full-time real estate professionals that we've hired, we've trained right here at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. ToddTremontiTeam.com, click the menu, go to scorecard.
I think we should make it a competition. The fastest person that fills in the form with, you know, with actually thinking and doing it wins a prize. And I have a suggestion.
What's your suggestion?
Maybe a copy of our Summer Fun Guide 2025.
Prizes. Hey,
careful. Don't tease that too hard.
I'm just saying.
Summer Fun Guide is in final print right now to hit our Raving Fan Club members' mailboxes mid-May and friends of friends soon after. And radio listeners are able to request one of the rare few print copies or get a digital copy, Courtney.
Towards the mid to late May.
Now, listen, if you're one of us, if you are part of the family, the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, you're going to get one in your mailbox, or maybe you'll get one at the 20th anniversary crawfish bash, but that's for family. It's just for members of the Raven Fan Club. Okay, folks, it's a big deal. It's a big deal to buy and sell a house. Don't blow it. Don't be lazy. Don't use your knucklehead nephew that just got his real estate license out of a Cracker Jack box. By all means, it's free country. Do whatever you want to do, but I am telling you that is not likely to go well for you. What is highly, highly likely to go well for you is to have a team member from the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team who has been recruited, trained, equipped, resourced, supported, held accountable to being full-time, fully dedicated, specialized, and world-class. We specialize in helping people buy neighborhood homes that they love, sell neighborhood homes that people are really proud to live in, and small acreage properties, homes on land, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 acres, big backyard, room to play, room to have some privacy, room to control your environment. That's what we do. And then the agents on our team specialize in those things on either the buy side or the sell side, and either the Fort Worth side or the Dallas side. We really, truly believe that if someone specializes and does the thing that they do over and over and over all year long, where a traditional agent in Texas sells 3, 4, 5, 6 houses, our agents are selling 20 to 50. They know what they're doing. They do it all day, every day with great technology, with great staff, with great leadership, with great resources, great accountability, and a bunch of fun. And they're people that are based in the same core values as I am, as the owner leader. And we encourage each other to really serve and add value in the lives of our friends and neighbors. So if you're ready to buy or sell a home, just call us, 214-310-0008. Or you could text that phone number, and that phone number is
214-310-0008.
Or you can go online to
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
All right, Courtney, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about Lucas. Lucas, Texas.
I love me some Lucas, Texas.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of out in that direction. Do you consider yourself? Do you tell people where you live? I forgot.
Let me say this. I don't live in Lucas.
That's why I said it.
But I really, really like it.
Okay, he really likes it. You know, it's just a total little gem in northeast. Why are you holding your head? Do you ever get your right and left confused?
No.
Of course.
I'm 42 years old.
Okay, it's got a lot of space. So old. Think acre lots. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Horse friendly. I mean.
Absolutely.
People.
The way that I take my kids to school, we go up that way. We go by 20 horse properties. But it most days, I won't say names or whatever, but there's two places that train horses. Right? Like you're talking our friends from California that move here and they're like, y'all ride your horses to school?
Yeah.
These people often do. So we often see probably once or twice a week someone riding a horse down the side of the road.
Sure.
And then almost every time we're there, there's an arena where they're breaking and training and like specifically training horses for certain skills. And my girls love it. My son usually doesn't look up from his book. But the point is, Lucas is exactly what you just said.
It's not a reason to move here, but something I find incredibly charming about DFW is the way everybody's still wearing boots.
Yeah.
Boots and jeans. And
I can't get my leg up that high, but if you're on the podcast, you might have seen it.
Not me. Sneakers.
We're still doing the horse thing around here, and I just love it.
Let me say this loud and clear.
Say it.
I am so proud to be from Texas that it feels sad to not be from Texas. Now, okay. There's the old joke of like, I'm not from Texas, but I got here as fast as I could. I think that's real.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are like, hey, I'm here for business. That's fine. Like, we're not any better than anybody else. But I mean, the state is better than the other states. But the point is,
it's bigger.
Lucas has got that vibe.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you're like, I'm not moving out there to ride horses, well, go check out a couple of the master plan communities in Lucas.
Yeah.
Where you're still going to get probably a half acre more, big, beautiful homes. And you don't at all have to feel like a country boy or cowgirl or whatever. But you're basically talking about a small community that has been so very deliberately run and managed that it is mostly homes. You don't see a lot of shopping centers. You don't see a lot of gas stations. If anything, it is deliberately a little bit inconvenient that if you live there, you might have to drive 10 minutes to Plano or McKinney or...
Well, Murphy. That's what I was going to say. It's got this, you're away from it all, but still accessible, like just 15, 20 minutes from Plano, Allen.
It's what a lot of developers or master planners or like city planners would call a bedroom community where they are deliberate. They just want to be where people live.
That sounds nice.
It's very nice. And it's not cheap, but it's also not always completely outrageous. So, you know, you get into Lucas, you're very fortunate to get into anything with a four in the front, 400,000. And then you can certainly get up into the multiples of millions. But that sweet spot in the middle is in that like $500,000 to $800,000 area where you're probably looking at a 4 or 5 bedroom, larger home, larger lot with lots of beauty near you. You know, there's still some wooded areas. There's still some cornfields out there and some row crops being planted. A lot of that is converting to bedrooms now. A lot of that's converting to homes. But it's still very much on the edge of things.
How does it compare to Parker? Because it's just right above it.
Yeah, if you were driving through them, you wouldn't be like, oh, we've switched from Parker to Lucas. They both feel very, bedroom community, large lot, suburban, if not a little kind of used to be rural. But Lucas has Lovejoy ISD, which is just unbelievably highly regarded by people all over the Metroplex. A lot of people are moving there for the school district. Some desirable private schools in the area as well. On the edge without being way, way out, you know, some of the real benefit of Lucas for sure. It's going through that growth phase of it is no longer the little bitty community on the edge. Like the roads are being expanded, new water mains, new power lines. So we're no longer itty bitty Lucas. It's now kind of growing, highly desirable family community of Lucas.
Parker used to be, it had to be an acre, two.
Used to have to be two. Still a lot, if not most, are two, but there have been some exceptions.
Well, is Lucas that way?
Lucas is not that way. There are some quarter acre lots. Again, most of the neighborhoods in Lucas are absolutely gorgeous, meaning larger, very pretty, certainly leaning like most, many, many, many of them are in the last 20 years. But then you find these really cool pockets of homes that were built in the 60s and 70s that are ranch style brick, more traditional Dallas style. But those tend to be the 3, 4, 5 acre lots, some rolling elevations, some really cool water features. You're not at all far from Lavon Lake to the east of Lucas. You're getting up north to where you're bordering Allen, you're bordering Parker, you're bordering Wiley. You're very close to kind of McKinney-Princeton on the northern end. On the southern end, you're not at all far from Murphy or Saxe or Wiley. You're really not that far east of 75 Central. It's accessible to a lot of things, but it is north and east. People absolutely love Lucas. It's one of those places that a lot of people really dream about, but for some people, it's kind of out of their reach from a cost perspective. It's one of those places you might say, hey, that might be our second or third home.
I was going to say, it's not a starter home spot.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the means, it's an incredible family growth starter home place. But for most people, it's that second or third or forever home because they like the size, they like the schools, they like the pace of the community, they like the quiet, they like the beauty. And like you said, if Lucas doesn't have something, and there's a lot of things it doesn't have by design, like huge movie theaters and shopping malls and all that, there is one of those things within 15 minutes most directions, usually west or south, but certainly you could go north or east as well. But Lucas is an incredible place to live. There's not a whole lot of like, oh, we're visiting Lucas. Again, by design, they want people who live there to enjoy living there and for it not to really be a high traffic destination. It's just kind of the design. There have been some small fights from like a city planning perspective of like, do we want to allow that property to be developed for that? They really want to keep it for their community, not to draw a bunch of folks.
Yeah, I feel very interested in how they're, what they're committed to, the vision of
bedroom
growing
community.
And
not looking to be a big booming commercial metropolis, but wanting to resource.
Are there master planned areas?
It depends on what you mean by master planned. A lot of people, they hear master plan and they think like mixed use development, and there's almost none of that.
Okay.
There's a Walmart, there's a Wendy's, there's a Starbucks, there's a few other things like that over there, but no, you're not seeing that like public transportation and retail on the bottom and residential up top. There's virtually none of that. You've got single family homes on single family lots, very few apartments. You've got larger lots on average, higher, price points on average, and still some room to grow. Like I said, you still have some farm and ranch areas. You have a lot of horses. You have chickens. You've got people raising goats, but it's not 100 acres of that anymore. It's the last 22 acres of that and the 6-acre lot and the 2-acre lot. There are some beautiful planned communities, meaning developed by a developer with 1,200 houses and 4 or 5 different builders in there. There's a lot of custom-built homes out there. My favorites are the older communities where every house is different and there's some rolling hills and the lots are all different shapes. But if you want 1,000 neighbors for the kids to play with out in the street, there's that too. Those are new. Those are nice. The community center out there is great, but it is not their desire for you to go there and spend a lot of time there if you don't live there. And that's not in an ugly way. That's because Lucas is an awesome place to live. All right, folks, if you're thinking about Lucas or any other part of the DFW Metroplex, if you're wanting to buy, if you're wanting to sell, if you're wanting to figure out right now what your plan is for next year, give us a call. Let's set up a free strategy session for you right now or find out your home buyer readiness score at toddtremontiteam.com. Click the menu, scroll to the bottom, hit scorecard, find out how ready you are to buy. And now if you're thinking about selling, a lot of times you're going to sell and then buy. toddtremontiteam.com, click menu, scroll to the bottom, hit scorecard. Less than 2 minutes, you'll find out how ready you are to buy a house. Go to toddtremontiteam.com and click the radio tab. Find all of our recommended pros, friends, vendors we talk to here on the show. We'll talk to you next week, same time, same place. Check out the podcast in between. DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. We'll talk to you soon.